Hi, it's me again. This is a ramble. I didn't write any of this down. Seems like my mind is moving too fast, or my brain, my fingers are moving too slow, and I can't get it down. It's past midnight, 20 after 12, and yeah, I find myself again after all this time, even still thinking about you. And I wonder if it will always be this way, if I'll always be thinking about you. And maybe I wouldn't be saying this, maybe I wouldn't be doing this off the cuff if I hadn't had a few drinks. Or am having currently a few drinks. But here we are. And here I am. Still thinking about you. And I wonder if wherever you are right now, if you're thinking about me, you know, I miss you. And we said that we would be friends. But we're not, are we? And I don't think we ever were. And that, I don't know, that upsets me. I think you'd be a good friend, but maybe that's my fault. When faced with emotional intimacy, deflect with physical intimacy because it's easier to take your clothes off than it is to tell anyone anything about yourself that matters. Or at least that is how it is for me. And yeah, maybe it is my fault because I was in such a hurry to do that. Just to distract you from seeing what I perceive as the wreckage inside. Though I've been assured it is not so much a tear-down house, but maybe just a fixer-upper at most. Doesn't matter. I don't think that you checked these. I don't think you have, or at least you've never given an indication that you do. I don't deal well with things that aren't explicitly stated, you see. So, when you don't give me an essay about how much you love whatever it is I said. Whatever it is I wrote you. I assume that means you don't care. I assume that means it was nothing. It was a trinket, a bauble, a toy from a quarter machine at the grocery store. I don't know what actual caring looks like. I know indifference and obsessive love, and that is it. And I know that there are worlds of grays in between those, but I don't see them. I don't feel them. I don't know how it's meant to feel. I only know black and white. And I don't say this to blame you. I say this to explain me. On the off chance, maybe I'll check this. Maybe you have this saved somewhere. Maybe you listen to me. I'm always hoping for that. Hoping someone cares enough to hang on my every word. To take note of what I say. File it away for future use, for reference, composing a whole dossier on me and who I am and how I am and what I like and what I don't. Maybe that's why I can't stop thinking about you, because you never did that, because we didn't have that big blow up. We didn't have a big thing. I'm used to telling people, get away from me. Then it's over. It's done with. I can turn it off. But I didn't get that with you. So I never turned it off. Not completely. I just put it away in the back of my head in a box in my closet. Like I do with everything else I don't want to think about. I don't want to deal with. But every so often, sometimes, more often than not, they come forth. Like these boxes grow arms and they're just reaching and reaching and reaching for me, and they want to drag me under. And I want to be dragged under by you. Do I? I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. All I know is you said that we'd be friends, and we're not. I'm always wondering, why not? What is so terrible about me that you don't even want to talk to me? What is so boring and commonplace about me that makes me the worst candidate for a conversation? I would be fine with that. I would be fine with just a normal conversation. All I wanted, if you didn't want all of that, I said all I wanted, it's fine. It's fine as long as we can still talk about music. And that sounds so stupid when I say it out loud. I know it sounds so stupid. But you got it. You understood that one part of me. And now that you've decided, you don't want anything else. It seems like you don't even want that. Like, the consolation prize is not even good enough for you. And these are things that I can't say to you. Even though I pride myself on being direct, always speaking my mind, never pulling any punches. I always say what I mean, but I don't. Not really. Not when it comes to this. If I think you are abandoning me, I will abandon you first and I will ignore you. Because how dare you, I think. How dare you? But more than that, it's, you can't be abandoned if you decide they don't exist. And so, that's what I've been doing with you. I've been deciding you don't exist. But you do. You do exist, and I remember your existence, and I remember your face, and I remember your voice, and I remember all these stupid fucking details I don't want to remember, and I find albums that remind me of you. And I can't listen to them without crying. And it fucking kills me. You've ruined so many things for me. I don't know how to stop. I used to be able to turn this off. I don't know why I can't. I could always turn it off. And I just, I haven't been able to. I know what I should do. I know I should just, I should forget your name and forget your face and forget the way the skin around your eyes crinkle when you smile. And how it looks like you're right on the verge of a laugh, but not a big laugh. A chuckle. Like you're always amused at yourself, me, and the world, and everything. I should forget this. I should forget all of this. I shouldn't keep these things in my memories. These are not precious stones, or if they are, they are heavy enough to be weighing me down and sinking me to drown. This has gotten quite far away from me, from what I thought it would be. But that's just how it is with you. It seems like I spend so much time, or I have spent so much time beating around the bush with you and not saying it straight out, and I don't. Maybe it's because I don't know what it is that is inside of me. I can't say it straight out because I don't know. But what else do you call it when I can't? This music we listen to, and I can't listen to it still, and I, without thinking of you, because every time I hear it, I think of you. I think of spring mornings. I think of you. Oh God, I think of your voice. What else do you call it? When you try so hard to bury it and push it down and you ignore it and you do such a good job most of the time. Because there's always some new distraction waiting for you. But then it's after midnight and you've been drinking. And now everything's silent. There's nothing happening. There's nothing left to do. There's nothing left to fill your ears with. There's nothing left to fill yourself with. But these memories, as paltry as they may be. And I find myself thinking, fantasizing about stupid fucking reasons to see you. I have so many different ones in my head. So many. And I know I'm being so fucking stupid about it. 'Cause I don't know if you care. I don't know if you ever cared. I don't know if that was just something you said or what. Or maybe that's just my own paranoia, because God forbid I ever give someone the same courtesy I ask them of me and take them at their word. Because that's worse, you see, because if I took you at your word, then that means it means it means you love me. All those months ago, it means you loved me. Makes all our inside jokes that much worse. It makes it worse that I didn't write all of it down. Every stupid fucking detail seemed absolutely useless. I wish I wrote it all down. I wish I could have recorded all of it. I wish I could have recorded how I felt. How you made me feel. But it's too late. Because I'm not even worth a big blow up scene. I'm not even worth you telling me to fuck off, that I'm absolute garbage, that you hate me. I'm not even worth hate. I'm worth nothing. Because you've forgotten me. Because I am not on your mind at all. Because you don't bother to text me back. I'm just anyone. I could be anyone. Doesn't matter. Any meaning I had for you is gone. And I don't know. I don't know if you'll listen to this. It's so long. I don't know if you'll even know it's about you. I feel like I should be including some special thing that only we would know. Maybe I will. In the description. Maybe. Maybe if you hear this, maybe if you listen to this and it makes you feel something, anything, even if it's just to tell me to fuck off, I don't care, even if it's just to tell me you hate me, you wish you'd never met me, you're never going to talk to me again, I don't care. I just need something. I just, anything. I can't go on pretending like we're just friends when we've never been just friends.